Okay, my friends, we're going to talk about the spiritual hierarchy and the different types of hierarchy and the people involved in the hierarchy of our solar system. First of all, what is the meaning of hierarchy?
Sacred order.
What?
Sacred order.
Sacred order? Yeah, the spiritual hierarchy is a sacred order. There are hierarchies that aren't sacred, though, but in general, what is the meaning of the word? What does that mean if you're in an organization with a hierarchy? What does it have?
Levels,
leaders. Chain of command.
Yeah.
Chain of command. Well, you could think of the military as you got the generals and the sergeants and all the different levels there.
And a lot of them are not known by name.
Yeah. Yeah, in the spiritual hierarchy. So, hierarchy is levels of, you could say, command or authority of some type. And the interesting thing about hierarchy is there's hierarchy in just about everything where there's any type of organization or plan to accomplish something. There has to be a hierarchy. But the problem is, what's going on there? Are you prepared to launch a rocket there?
What a relief.
So anyway, a lot of people are turned off by the use of the word hierarchy in the writings of Alice A. Bailey because they think we should just all be equal and nobody be the boss of anybody else. That's what's in their mind. And here's what DK himself said about it. The hierarchical structure is a basic and eternal reality, but the concept has been so distorted and so misused that it has evoked a revolt in humanity and has produced an almost abnormal reaction to a freedom and a license which are assuming undesirable dimensions. So he points out that people are just turned off by the use of the hierarchy, and the reason is, if you talk to a lot of New Agers, a lot of the New Agers are just have the idea, well, there's the hierarchy means one person is better than another, so we're not, nobody's better than anybody else, and we're all equal, and so there should be no hierarchy. You know. Well, how would you respond to that, Curtis? If somebody said that to you?
I'd say, well, you know, we stand on the shoulders of giants. There's always been different levels of intelligence, and people who have accomplished great things, and there's always an order, even in business, there's an order.
And when you were in sales and you called on a company, what was the question that you asked?
Yeah, I need to speak with the manager, the sales director.
There's always somebody that's a decision maker. You go to a company and you talk to an employee. This is what a lot of amateur salespeople do. They try to sell the employee, and the employee thinks, boy, that sounds good, but you need to talk to George.
He
makes the decisions. Then he goes and talks to George, and he says, no, we don't want that. But every organization that's successful has some type of hierarchy. But the reason hierarchy comes under disrepute is because there's two types of hierarchy. Any idea what the two types are? There's two types. And the one type is the one that turns everybody off. That's what they think of when they think of hierarchy.
The top down and the bottom up, are the two different kinds?
Descending?
No.
Earned authority and unearned authority.
That's ingredients in the two. Any other comments on what the difference is?
I don't know. There's competence and incompetence.
That's certainly true. If you've been in sales and you call on these guys, you certainly learn that. Or if you work for companies like you work for several, you probably notice that. There's competence and incompetence.
The dark side and the light side.
Okay, there's one version of hierarchy is command and control. Okay, the guy at the top, he commands and you obey or you're going to be punished. Okay, and the guy at the top is seen as superior. He commands because he's superior and you better obey or else. And people are legitimately turned off this type of hierarchy. Because this type of hierarchy is what the dark side uses. What type of hierarchy does the Brotherhood of Light use? How are they different from this command and control
thing? Earned authority.
They're more service-oriented, so the hires serve the lower.
Empower and uplift.
Yeah, right. Right, it's the ones at the top of the spiritual hierarchy are what Christ said. He said, in my kingdom... The greatest in the kingdom is the greatest what?
Servant.
Right. So in the spiritual hierarchy, the ones at the top are the ones that are the greatest servants. They're the ones that can show the way. They do not command and control. They don't say, well, you got to do this or you're going to suffer or we're going to punish you. That's not the way that they operate. They say, well, I know a few things you don't, and let me help guide you or stimulate you. And if you respond, you can then have the similar powers and abilities that I have. Okay?
And if you don't, you will suffer.
Well, it's a natural suffering, though. It's not suffering imposed by a hierarchy. And in the dark hierarchy, they impose the suffering. And the spiritual hierarchy, if you don't take the advice, you may suffer, but it's not because they impose it upon you. It's because of your own stupidity and you of your own efforts, of your own cause and effect. So anyway, the two hierarchies are quite a bit different in the fact that one is command and control, and they don't have to really prove their value. Many of them in the regular hierarchies are appointed. Like everybody in the IRS is appointed. We didn't elect any of those guys. So they're appointed, and if you're working for the IRS, then you better do what your boss says or else you'll get fired. If you're visited by one of these hierarchical members of the IRS, you better do what they say or you may go to jail. So and they're not elected or anything, they're just appointed. And so this is not really a spiritual hierarchy, yet it's a hierarchy that's necessary if you're going to have a tax collection system. And the same thing with businesses. Every company has a hierarchy. They have managers, bosses, owners, presidents, vice presidents. It's funny how many vice presidents some of these have. How many vice presidents in your company, Adam?
About six.
That's kind of funny. But, yeah, they have all these designated people that are in every company, and every company needs a hierarchy, because you just can't go like I was talking about with sales and say, oh, here's an employee, I'll tell him about my good product, and he has no authority. You need somebody with authority in every business. And same thing with politics. We have to have senators and representatives, judges, the president. And we have all kinds of hierarchy. And then in the state level, we have governors there in the state. And we have, again, lower representatives and senators. And then we have mayors, city council people. And what would we do without these? You know, who would put up stop signs for us? We would say, maybe Curtis would put a stop sign one place and I would say, well, I don't like it here. I'm going to move it over to this other place.
The Wild West.
Reminds me of a friend of mine back when I was about 19 years old. He was in an accident because he said the stop sign was in the wrong place. And he sued the county, and he got enough money to buy a farm. So, you got to have your stop signs in the right place, and you just can't have everybody going around making their own rules. Some people say, well, I will obey rules that I agree with. Well, that doesn't really work out that great for anybody. There's a lot of rules and regulations and laws I don't agree with, but we still have to obey them because it's better to have some structure than no structure. And DK points this out that, you know, that people complain about civilization and the structure that we have and the laws and everything, but he says without these things, everything would just fall apart. So they're not perfect, but we have to have them. And it's best that disciples not be completely rebellious about such things. They can work to change them, but they should like conform to the basic laws of a country. There are a number of different levels of the hierarchy is in. Every kingdom has some type of hierarchy in it. And the kingdoms start out as the mineral, and then what's next?
Vegetable.
Animal. And next, animal.
Animals.
A human. Now, with a human, we have a pretty good idea of how the hierarchy works with humans. With humans, we have some workers, and then people in charge of managers, and then managers over managers, and then owners, and stockholders, and all kinds of people involved. And in organizations, you have presidents, vice presidents, so forth. But how about in the lower ones? Who is in charge of the animals, the vegetables, and the minerals?
They have a Davidic ruler.
Okay.
The domestic animals are the top of the notch, not the kingdom.